WTOP at 122.
If you're a fan of football and video games, then you may be excited today. It's the release of Madden NFL 13. Lots of folks were in line at midnight to get the first copies. Ken Moskowitz, also known as Spanky from the Data Doctors, has been playing Madden 13 already with his kids, and he joins us live to give us some perspective on the new game. Spanky, good to have you on board.
Thank you, Mark, and hey, Deborah. How are you today?
Doing great.
Now, I want to ask you, some critics, you know, they're quick to jump on these things, and some have said that the Madden franchise has been coasting for a couple of years. So does Madden 13 step up to the challenge?
All right, so Madden has been coasting for the last couple of years. They've kind of been resting on their laurels. I'll tell you, though, Madden 13 is a game-changing game for them. They have really upped the game quite a bit. And for those of you who are EA Sports season ticket program holders, you guys have been playing it like I have for the last 3 days. It is killer.
How? In what way? Give us some idea.
Well, Deborah, let's start with you. You've got two kids.
Yeah.
They are the perfect age for playing this. Now, remind you, they're going to become couch potatoes if they start playing this game.
Yeah, they already are.
it's got a new trading card system. They've got so you can trade cards just like real cards, except they're virtual cards. And you can unlock special cards for legendary players. Another thing that it has, and Mark, you just got a new Xbox. Did you get the 360 Kinect?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you're going to be able to use the sensor on the Kinect to actually call audibles with no controls. You don't have to; it's all hands-free for both offense and defense. Uh-huh. And it's got about 6,000 commands, and you can just call things. It is just the coolest game ever.
Now that is neat. Now I hear the graphics are much better, so the tackling and all of that more realistic. Is that true?
You know, when you get tackled, you actually feel the sweat. It's just so real. It's so lifelike. And, of course, if you have a good high-def screen and you're playing in a dark room, it's just like you're on the field. It's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to the sweat and the screaming from the kids. Tell us a little bit about why you think this whole Madden craze it's like a phenomenon. Where does it come from?
I think part of it is, you know, the NFL itself has a huge following, and people are very loyal to their teams. And this gives people an opportunity to not just play fantasy football and to have their fantasy teams or watch the games. It gives them an opportunity to really participate, to control the players that they love and the teams that they love, and to really play the game. Because at the end of the day, everyone wants to be a Monday morning quarterback, but most guys really want to be on the field playing.
All right, now give us your shortcomings, Spanky. I know you found a few already. What are they?
You know, they're really hyped up about the 3D broadcast booth. They've got Jim Nance and Phil Sims, and it's fully orchestrated, and it's a little over the top for me. It's kind of a waste. I'm not going to get excited listening to them set the stage for the game. So far, that's the only thing I found that I went, they could have saved some money on it.
That's not bad, though, if that's the only shortcoming.
No, it really isn't. It is truly the best, probably the best game they've released in 5 years.
Spanky, this is awesome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. That's Ken Moskowitz, known as Spanky from the Data Doctors, and we want to let you know that Data Doctors will join us regularly weekdays starting next week at 1:41.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.